We're in Providence, Rhode Island, and we are at the Hatch Entrepreneurial Center. And Hatch is all about entrepreneurs. So if you're down in this part of Providence, Rhode Island, and you're interested in entrepreneurship, you need to contact the man second to my right, Dan Murphy. Dan, you want to give us your contact data?
Sure, yeah. You can find us on Facebook, Hatch Entrepreneurial Center, or on the web, hatchri.com, Instagram, Twitter. You'll find us if you're looking for us.
And your cohort to your left is your brother, Jay Murphy, also.
That's right, co-founder.
Thank you for hosting us. Our next guest is Michael Croft of Volant.
Volute. Yes.
I had it right before the mic was on. That's typical. I've done that a few times. Michael, tell us about Volute.
So Volute is a global network of institutions, universities, and corporations. And we take their ideas for teaching and learning and development that they traditionally would do in a class on a whiteboard, and we turn them into these online modern digital tools. They go into this global community, and institutions around the world can select and connect the pieces they want and create different types of learning experiences. That's the short of it.
So let's flip it around.
Yeah.
Let's pretend I'm a learning institution and pretend what I'm gonna tell me what I'm getting from you.
Yeah, let me step back then and kind of start at the beginning and how Volute came to be.
Good.
Which we'll answer all those questions. So I've been an engineer architect for 18 years in the computer science field, and worked for a large corporation prior to starting my first company. I was an enterprise architect, did some development there. And around 2012, I was there for 12 years, decided that I had more ideas than they were willing to listen to, and so set out on my own. It was a big step. My wife and I went out for some drinks and decided this was it, let's do it, and cashed out everything we had, every penny, our 401k, our savings, rented our house to strangers. Literally started on Main Street in East Greenwich, knocking on doors and building websites for small mom and pop shops down there. She was a graphic designer. As I said, I did development, so it was the two of us that started it. Within about 3.5 years, it was a multi-million dollar company. We had Fortune companies, we had Ivy League institutions. Towards the end of that first company, which was about 5 years, we started Volute. But just before Volute, the idea came with two institutions. I didn't get permission to use names today, but they're big institutions. One's an Ivy League, and another is a large firm that does autistic education. And it was interesting because one firm did executive education, and you've got this entire other end of the spectrum doing autism, but they both wanted the same thing. They wanted to take their star faculty and their ideas and their methods and turn them into online gamified tools. So the idea hit me that I thought institutions all over the world have ideas, I'm sure, that all of these other platforms don't have. And this was these were multi-million dollar deals, so the fact that they were spending this kind of money for these types of tools told me there was certainly a gap in the market, because obviously they weren't finding what they needed with what was already out there. And so I had the idea to say, what if we went all over the world, met with institutions and got their ideas, and what if we created this new sharing economy, right? So it's an overused term. But it fits us well in the sense that leverage the resources out in the world, bring it together, create these tools, and allow other institutions to share, mix and match, select and connect each other's digital tools. And so I launched Volute in 2015, self-funded the company initially, built it up, built the product in 2015, went out and did pre-sales in 2016, sold all of these different tools. The top institutions around the world loved the idea. They had all these ideas to give, so we built this marketplace. And then we launched the product January of 2017. And this year we're evolving into a plug-in model where we'll integrate with other companies' platforms out there. We're working with institutions out in Europe now. We actually have an office in Europe. We have an office in Providence. We're looking to launch in Sao Paulo, Brazil by the end of the year as well with the government. There's a lot going on.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Quite a success story.
Thank you.
Does it amaze you sometimes when you wake up and you think what happened? You know, you're renting out your house to this?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to think that way. We've got to look back and realize where we are, because for us, for me personally, there's always more to do, you know? So I've got to force myself sometimes to take a breath and say, all right, let's look at where we are and be happy with that, but let's not be content.
Is your wife involved in the business still?
She is. She's still with me. She quit
her
job.
She's your boss, right?
Yeah, in many ways. she quit her job too, 6 months after I left my position. It was a very, very
So could scary you summarize time. The company sort of, you know, mission or credo very simply for all of us listening?
Yeah, it's about really leveraging the expertise that's already out in the world and creating a community for new ways to learn. I think the days of the classroom and the chalkboard and even the technology that's out there now, honestly, the technology is just a step from the classroom. It's not really far enough along, in our opinion. And it's a matter of when they talk about digital learning, for them it's about, well, let's move content that used to be on paper and let's put it into PDFs and put it online. That's not our definition.
So let me try to make it, let's do a little case study. I have to my far right, we have Dan Murphy, mm-hmm. who runs the Hatch Entrepreneurial Center. So mm-hmm. entrepreneurs are coming here to try to figure out how to better navigate success in business. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you help these entrepreneurial centers as well to provide content to their membership?
Yeah, honestly, we're not a content provider.
Right.
And that's the difference. There's so much content out there. I think that's the problem. I think there's too much content.
Aggregator.
Exactly. So
yeah, but that
helps
too.
We are more of the tools around mm-hmm. the content. So if you think about construction, the analogy is I've got all the materials, I've got the wood, I've got the beams, I've got the nails, but you still need the toolbox, and then you can create any kind of structure from that. So we are more about the tool.
Okay.
And we'll deliver the content in a new way.
And how'd you get the name?
So the name came from a derivative of evolution, and the volute comes from spiral architecture, from some different approaches to design and architecture. So we like the infinite kind of style, if you will, of the volute concept.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. You know, you started to get into the future of the business. What are the main targets for the next year for you?
This is the year. So the main targets are partnerships with other institutions. So the reality is, while we could have a superior product, the reality of disrupting the market is difficult, in the sense that you may still want a brand new kitchen, but you know what it's going to cost, and you know you have to rip everything out, and you know you're going to be without a kitchen for a while. So the reality of us going into an institution that has a firmly embedded platform that they've trained thousands of people on, that tens of thousands of students are using, is not an easy thing. But quite frankly, it makes sense for us to be more of an add-on, if you will, to that, an integration to what they already have, because they don't have what we have. We're the gap fillers with these tools. So it's more about the experiential, applied, and active learning that they don't do that we want to bring to the table. Mobile devices, so the idea of capturing learning in the moment. Yes, I was actually at MIT. We got selected to present at the MIT World Education Lab. And it was interesting to see what's out there in technology. Really cool stuff happening. And the market is moving more towards not a one-size-fits-all monolithic system like it was 10, 15 years
ago. No more brick and mortar.
It's not even about the brick and mortar, but right, it's definitely changing there. We're right. Seeing that all over. But more about even just the platforms. You used to have the old days, the mainframes, and then you'd have one system, and that was the system. And now it's not, and there's five or six or seven different systems. And that's still a problem, because now you have to learn five or six or seven different systems. So the place that everyone is moving to is integration.
Right.
And then a single source, but through the single source, still you only have one way to get there. And that's us. So we would integrate with all of these systems, and then you'd be able to capture these learning moments wherever you are, anywhere in the world, and bring them together for a formal learning goal.
Wow. So, Michael, if somebody wants to know more about the company, how would they find it?
Volute.education is the website. And typical social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, that's where we are. And our network is really through the institutions and the companies out there. So.
Do you want to give your email too, just in case?
My email?
Yeah.
You can use info@volute.education.
Okay.
Yep.
And volute, like
V-O-L-U-T-E.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knows.
And Dan, just to close it out again, you want to tell us how we can find the Hatch Entrepreneurial Center?
Sure, on the web at hatchri.com. You can also catch us on Twitter or Instagram at hatchri, or on Facebook, Hatch Entrepreneurial Center. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Jay, for hosting us today at the Hatch Entrepreneurial Center. It's a beautiful day out today. I don't know if tomorrow will be as beautiful. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.